The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. Folks, we are them patriots. And we are the patriots also that the globe was despised to the core. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook. I just got done uploading some videos and some hot topics going on across the country today. That is Sons of Liberty Radio. Don't forget Radio Friends on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go to my two different pages, one fan page, one personal page, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Check them both out. Again, always uploading. And I got that personal page open. I got a little room still. If you got guys that like to be a personal friend, that'd be cool as well. Again, Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one double E, Bradley Dean one. You can also call me on my phone. The phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Getting phone calls from out of the country, interesting stuff. It really is. But how about getting some from within the country? 1-866-233-0747. I guess, as they say, a prophet is without his honor in his own country, and how true it is when you speak prophetic words or you even make reference to the prophets, that's exactly what takes place. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds. As Jesus Christ rightly said in 1 John 3:18, well, we all know who George Washington was, the first president of the United States, was emulating. He was following in the footsteps of Christ when he said deeds, not words, because he got that reference from 1 John 3:18. When you get a minute, go check it out. I also got to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And please share with us as to why that is, our pretty little princess.
Well, the reason why that is because just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. As we always say at the Sons of Liberty, we want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God. Now, today, we're going to take some time to talk about some fun facts about America, America's monuments or famous landmarks, and also our founding forefathers. Now, first of all, let's begin with Mount Rushmore. Most of you know about Mount Rushmore. Perhaps several of you have visited there before. It's out there in South Dakota. Did you know that Rushmore's granite faces tower over 5,500 feet above sea level? The carvings are scaled to men who would stand 465 feet tall, and each president's head is as tall as...
They aren't that big.
Oh, yeah, wait till I get to their noses.
Have you ever seen the other side of the monument?
I've seen it on a postcard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little...
Pretty interesting stuff.
Interesting,
how tall did you say they are?
They are. The carvings are scaled to men who would stand 465 feet tall, and the granite faces tower over 5,500 feet above sea level.
Maybe these were the giants
huge.
That the Lord was making reference to when he said there was giants in the land.
Well, you know what's interesting about it is the sculpture actually cost $989,992.32 to build. And actually, they had no deaths occur during the whole period of the carvings, which you think about it, hundreds of men up there carving and doing what they're doing. No one died during that whole process, which is pretty awesome if you think about it. And over 800 million pounds of stone was removed from Mount Rushmore during the construction. So workers have to climb 506 steps to reach the top of Mount Rushmore each day to work. So if you're afraid of heights, not exactly the job for you. But what's interesting about that is the president's noses are 20 feet long. Their mouths are 18 feet wide. Their eyes are 11 feet. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Across.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting. So that tells you a little bit about, you know, the state of South Dakota.
Now, when you think about that Borglum, he must have had a whole lot of time on his hands to actually do something like that.
Yes.
And I'm saying it's a work of genius because it really turned out awesome. We've been there before. We've done that. We got the hat and the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is something to see. It's pretty cool
and
stuff.
And the thing is, it never quite, it was supposed to be completed more than that, but it just ended where it ended. I think
what do you
he
mean completed
away.
More than that?
Like there was going to go down further on their faces and go down further on their chests and stuff. There's going to be more to it than that. But I believe he passed away or something happened. In fact, it says there is a cave behind the carving called the Hall of Records. It was intended to house the story of Mount Rushmore, but was never completed due to lack of funding.
Yeah.
So when you go,
I know Roosevelt actually went out there and seen the progress that was taking place with Mr. James Borglum.
That's a lot of work. Actually, we got the documentary on it. But let's turn gears now to the state of Minnesota. It's interesting how we talk about how cold it is here, but how cold do you think it actually gets in the United States? We're doing some fun facts here about America, American monuments.
Depends on where you're at.
Founding fathers. Well, let's go to Prospect Creek, Alaska, which on January 23rd, 1971, had the coldest temperature, the lowest temperature ever recorded in the history of the United States. It was negative 80 degrees below.
That's cold.
Oh, that's cold. Now, how about the hottest temperature? The hottest temperature recorded in the United States.
New Mexico or Arizona?
Close, but
California.
Not California.
Okay.
It was in Death Valley, figure the name. California, on July 10th, 1913, the temperature measured 134 degrees Fahrenheit. Ooh, it's too hot. Got to have a fan out there and some air conditioning. The deepest lake in the United States is Crater Lake. It's located in Oregon at 1,932 feet. It's the world's seventh deepest lake, and it's beautiful. I just took a look at some of the pictures there. It's pretty awesome. Now, the United States is divided, of course, into 50 different states. You know, if you talk to Barack Obama, he might tell you 57.
57, yeah.
But, of course, we know it's 50.
No, wait. Just slow your roll on that, folks. That's a serious point to be made, because when Barack Hussein Obama said when he was the senator running for the United States presidency in the United States of America, he actually said he just got back off a 57-state tour. Now, there is 57 states in the Muslim nation, but there's only 50 states in America, in our union.
Of course.
Again, he told on himself. Joke's on America.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. Now, the smallest state is Rhode Island with an area of just 1,545 square miles. It's very small. By contrast, the largest state in America is Alaska with 663,268 square miles. So Alaskans got a lot of room.
Now, when we were just on the East Coast right before Christmas, how many states did we go through in that one day?
17
states in one day we drove?
I think in that one.
I'm talking to you. What was it?
It was over a week. It was 17 states over a week.
Yeah, but we went through a whole mess of states in that one day, if you remember right.
I think it was probably 8 or 9.
In
it was
day.
A lot. It was just like, man, it's just, didn't we just go through a state? Yeah, exactly. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. I want to get over to Holly Weird today, and I want to talk about what they could do and what they couldn't do through the provisions of the code, friends. And I want to show you the rock of offense to a Hollywood. And guess who he is? He is the King of Kings. We'll be right back. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Okay, we are back. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, I got to share something with you really quick before I give it back over to Stephanie. And it kind of hurt my feelers a little bit. Because, you know, I got on our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook page, we got about 32,000 friends. On my personal page, I got about 66,000 friends. And I check it quite a bit just to make sure everything looks proper and it's up to par with the people. And my last article was called The Rock of Offense, which went out to 40 different outlets across the country. And so I post these. We have them posted on our Facebook pages, obviously. And some individual, because the quote on the picture says, "Just like St. Augustine rightly said, the truth is like a lion. Just turn it loose and it will defend itself. It always has. - Bradley Dean." I was actually referencing the quote that St. Augustine made, right? So this bozo.
Bozo the clown?
His name is Bo. He says, "That's what I said, and good job of butchering my native language."
What?
He says, "You are apparently a very arrogant human being." He said, "What an incredible ego you have to cite yourself quoting someone else." He changed it. He edited this quote.
Oh,
is this guy like having a bad day, or is he just like, you know, I don't mean to pay attention to the squeaky wheel.
Just
but
as St. Augustine
said. Yeah, we're going to say goodbye to Bo.
Oh,
bye-bye, Bo.
Oh, no.
Bye, man. I'm sorry.
Can we get a tissue in here?
Misery loves company. Right. I just don't need his company right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, now going back to fun facts about America and fun facts about America's monuments, now let's go to some interesting facts about our presidents and our founding forefathers. Of the founding forefathers who became president, George Washington did not go to college. You know, it's so interesting because people always say, what are your credentials, or, you know, what school did you graduate from? Well, listen, what school did the disciples graduate from?
School of Hard Knocks.
The School of Hard Knocks. Yeah. I don't think we didn't find, you know, Peter, James, and John going to the local seminary.
Well, even when you think about their credentials, someone had to give them credentials to get their credentials.
That's right. And, you know,
and then who'd that lead up to?
I would rather not have my quote-unquote professional credentials and be like the disciples who they perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus, and
yes,
that was all that mattered.
Yep.
So it's interesting that George Washington actually only went up into eighth grade.
Yep.
And so for those of you, sometimes there's very successful people. Of course, they haven't been schooled, but you know what? They were able and determined. Look at George Washington, the founder and father of our nation. He fought so hard, became the first president of America. What more can you say about that?
But wait a second. Talking about our founding forefathers, there's no way we can look at our founding founding forefathers and say that they were foolish and unlearned.
Oh, no, no.
No, I'm not saying you were. I'm just saying that those guys were beyond genius.
Yeah.
Trying to, my little 10-year-old boy is reading some stuff from Noah Webster, and he's saying, Dad, what does this mean? And then going back to some of the old-time preachers like E.M. Bounds, and he says, Dad, I got my Webster's 1828, but what does this word mean? They were intellectual giants, to say the least, were our forefathers. We'll talk about that in the near future here, just to show you how smart they really were.
You know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, you look at Wall Builders, who does a lot of things on the founding forefathers. They'll give you typical questions that, you know, third graders had to ask, that they had to answer, And so when you go through and you say, you know,
can't even get a college professor to answer that question.
It's like, what?
I didn't mean to use college professor as to say that, you know, or making reference to them at, like they were, you know, that smart.
That's standard,
they're so smart, they're stupid.
That's right. Most of them are, because they believe in evolution and so on. But it's interesting to note that when you look at them, you say, wow, these were educated men, these farmers, they knew their stuff. You look at the primers back from, you know, the foundations of our country. It's outstanding. Now, those who did graduate from college or university, John Adams graduated from Harvard, James Madison graduated from Princeton, Thomas Jefferson attended the College of William and Mary. Now, what's interesting is all these mottos back in the foundations of our country with, you know, Harvard and, you know, Yale and Princeton. They were all Christian mottos. No king but King Jesus. You know, those types of
Harvard's
things.
Harvard's was Christ and is for the Christ and the church. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at what these colleges and universities used to be like compared to what they are today, there's a huge difference. Now, some interesting facts. George Washington actually gave the shortest inaugurational speech in American history on March 4th, 1793. It was 133 words long. Now, this is the interesting point. William Henry Henderson gave the longest at 8,443 words on March 4th, 1841, on a cold and blustery day in Washington, D.C., and he died 1 month later of a severe cold.
Yep.
Maybe he shouldn't have been so long-winded.
I knew that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. John Adams died on the 4th.
I bet he was just chilling.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh, that was really bad.
That was bad.
That was really bad.
How about John Adams? John Adams died on July 4th, 1826, at the age of 90 years old, 247 days.
Who is this?
John Adams.
Yep, and he said Jefferson lives.
Jefferson survives. That's right. He had the longest marriage of any ex-president. He and Abigail were married on October 25th, 1764, and the marriage lasted 54 years.
What about Thomas Jefferson? He died an hour previous.
Right, he had died.
John Adams.
But of course, they didn't have emails back in the day. So
they didn't?
No. You know, to pick up the phone, figure out what's going on there, satellites back and forth. But Thomas Jefferson, yes, he died previously to John Adams, but John Adams didn't realize that, and then we found that out later in history. Ben Franklin died on April 17, 1790. His daughter asked him to change positions on his bed to improve his breathing, and his last words were, "A dying man can do nothing easy." And then he passed away. And finally, an interesting fact about Thomas Jefferson, he actually died broke. Before his death, Jefferson was able to alleviate part of his financial problems by accepting $25,000 for his books from Congress, and those books were used to begin the Library of Congress. So if you go there, you can check that out too.
That's
as well.
Incredible.
But they sacrificed not only their, you know, they band together with their lives, their fortunes, their most sacred honor, but a lot of them financially had major hardships, not even just Thomas Jefferson, but people who supported the Revolutionary War to be able to give us our freedom.
Jefferson also he was fluent in seven languages. And folks, when you see his library, it's going to be like, how did you get time to do everything that you did?
And
well, you can
books.
See he was focused.
Very much.
Aim small, miss small.
That's right.
And
we
that's exactly what he was doing.
We were in Monticello and saw, you know, his vast amount of books, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the one that's in D.C.
Oh, yeah, the Library of Congress. Yeah, and you can see that, too. That's huge as well. But the point is, they really, like you said, were focused, they were determined, and yet look at what they were able to accomplish in the amount of time they were. So, fun facts about America and America's founding fathers.
We just got back from Wisconsin. We did an event. I need to get you on the phone or the online here real quick. And I'm going to get Liz on the radio with us real quick. She's actually taking a phone call right now. But Liz, what was the feedback that we got from Wisconsin? Because I know that there's a lot of folks that showed up, but what's been your feedback thus far after having conversations with those folks?
Well, we've gotten a huge response. This is probably one of the best events so far, even in the past few months. Responses.
Okay.
All positive. We have a few new monthlies.
Okay.
In the works. Some new Sons or Daughters of Liberty.
Yep. Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And did they say anything in specific, like anything about Chase and maybe the fact that he needs to take a bath once in a while?
A haircut?
I think okay, I got a lot of comments about that, actually. They had a complaint box for Chase.
Yeah, what was the response, Chase? I didn't have time to listen to the response. What was the response of the people out in Wisconsin? We just did an event just a couple days ago here, friends.
Well, it was overwhelming. They were locked in during the presentation, that's for sure.
Like a bunch of deer looking in headlights, but they were waiting for me to feed them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And after the fact, they just, you know, rush the table.
I think that says a lot. When you look in an event, usually, and there's a speaker, if people are getting a little antsy or restless, you can tell. They're kind of moving around. They're like, ready to go. These guys were locked in. They were glued. They stayed there. They were wanting more, like you said. Yeah. And it's a matter of, and then once, a lot of times, well, actually, most times with all of our events is, once even it's finished, because you went over time, but even when it's finished, they still hang out, and they want to talk, and they want to go to the table.
Well, they
want to
tell you
their
life story, and I understand that, because they want someone to listen to them, and it's interesting when they come up to you, they say, you know what, finally somebody said what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear that quite a bit. And they do. They want to share with you their life stories. But in saying that, I just think it's important right now, friends, to know that we're booking for future events. How far are we?
All the way out into October.
We are right now.
October.
Okay, so folks, there you have it right now. It's starting to pick up to the point where you have October, November, December, January, and
there's still a couple openings at the end of the summer here,
okay,
so that's not
to
too late,
in.
But we are working out into October at the moment.
Okay,
and I want to say for those of you, too, who would like to be able to get our updates and our email, please go to sons of liberty radio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Had a couple ladies at the event that said, I support you guys, but I'm not on your email list. And it's like, what? You're not on the email list. Yeah. What we had there is we're going to be next week highlighting all the pictures from the event, the Wisconsin Constitutional Prayer and Action Group. Thank you to Wanda Wilkie, Pat, and Tim, and all you guys out there. It was an awesome event.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, to add on to and piggyback as to what you're saying right now as well, the newsletters that are sent out on a weekly basis, they're fun to read. They are. Liz does a really good job. And I'm not just saying that because she's with us. I'm saying that they're fun to read. The last one she did it turned out.
Oh, her
she's
head's
patting herself
bigger.
Right
oh,
now.
Oh, no.
But it turned out really well, and I really like the way that our last week's newsletter, by the way, it just went out. So, friends, again, if you'd like to receive that, we'll put you on the news mailer on a weekly basis, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're going to get back to some business when we get back, and what we're going to talk about is the Rock of Offense to Hollywood. You need to hear this, friends, what they could do and what they couldn't do through the Motion Picture Production Code and the provisions of the code, second to none. Let's hit off on Noah just for a minute too, okay? Folks, we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
All right.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just to keep you in the know, before we get over to the rock of offense, to Hollywood, investigative reporter exposes political behind the news. She had actually come forth and said that every time she would get on Obama's trail for some corrupt conduct that his administration was conducting, they would shut down her investigative report. Shows you that the state-run media is controlled again. Armed militias rally in support of Nevada rancher. And that's pretty interesting because the militia is coming into play, folks, in a lawful manner. And pretty crazy stuff. This is all on Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also got posted, watch Hillary Clinton where she narrowly escapes getting hit by a shoe thrown at her in Las Vegas. The responses are second to none. Kathleen Sebelius resigns after woes of health care, friends. In other words, Obamacare is unconstitutional, therefore illegal. Again, read Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution, and you'll see that Sebelius has been acting in a criminal matter. She's just been busted. They're on her trail now, so she resigned a couple weeks ago, and they're replacing her conveniently so it doesn't come to the surface, friends. Just to keep you in the know, IRS is targeted. And we see that Lois Lerner is actually going to be, well, held in contempt, and rightfully so. And I want to tell you something, friends. So should Attorney General Eric Holder be held in contempt for defying Congress. Congress is you and your voice. Do not ever forget that. He is not in the Department of Justice to bring forth injustice, friends. He's there to do just the exact opposite, and his conduct proves that he is derelict of duty, and he's defiant towards the laws of our constitutional republic. But what they're finding now concerning the IRS, the scandal is all pointing back directly to, guess who, none other than Barack Hussein Obama.
No.
So those are some of the things that are posted right now on the Sons of Liberty Radio and or Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can check those out if you would. Now, friends, let's get over to this really quick, because I find this to be interesting. We know that the movie Noah came out. And it was a perversion of Scripture, obviously. And I think for the most part, well, you know, most people would think within themselves, you know, of course it's going to be twisted. It's Hollywood. St. Augustine rightly said, the truth is like a lion. Just turn it loose and it will defend itself. True that. So we see again, Hollywood is at it, and they are continuously mocking God and His Word, only to show the American people how dead set they are against God and His rule, to the destruction of our country, friends. So what you see, friends, is Hollywood is offended by the rock of offense that exposes them for who they are, and because of this, then they attempt to manipulate Scripture by giving America their twisted version of the patriarch Noah. And guess what, friends? They create Noah to look just like themselves. And to prove my point, self-avowed atheist and director Darren Aronofsky, there's an F in there, said that his movie Noah is the least biblical film. Friends, when you get a minute, just go over to Psalm 14:1. So you have an atheist here directing a movie about the patriarch Noah, that righteous man. Huh. Folks, what's sad to say here is that there's some professed Christians that apparently have never taken the time to read the Bible for themselves, because they're agreeing with this atheist unbiblical portrayal of the story. And by the way, friends, I didn't say it. The director said it. He said it is the least biblical film. And you have professed Christians agreeing with his portrayal of a righteous and perfect man? Wow. Folks, we find in the Word of God that Noah, who lived in a wicked time, was a just man and perfect in his generation, Genesis 6, yet only in America do self-proclaimed Christians believe in atheists, an enemy to their God and country, said John Witherspoon, who should portray the historical facts of a godly man in a wicked time in true light. What? I mean, this is like the devil identifying Christ. Do you think he's going to be upright about it, sincere? No. He's going to be disingenuous, insincere. He wants to twist your view of who he is. Folks, throughout the year, America has tolerated Hollywood educating the populace as to how to commit the crime. And crime is sin. By the way, when you look at our founding forefathers, you'll also find that the purpose of government was to restrain men from sin. That is, to restrain them from violating God's moral law, because we're based on common law. Check out 1 John 3:4. Folks, Hollywood continuously educates the populace as to how to commit the crime. The mockery of Christianity almost at every turn, because Hollywood loves to promote blatant Satanism, do what thou wilt, killing, sexual immorality, drug use, and the such. The film industry promotes almost everything that is contrary to what Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, did on the cross on the behalf of mankind, including these debased individuals. 1 John 4:10. So let me give you a few examples. You're going to recognize some of these movies, I'm sure. Do you guys remember the movie The Exorcist? You know, the movie where all-powerful Satan, you know, the devil is pushing the Christian priest around, and that, of course, is to bring forth the impression that Christians have no power or authority in Christ. Well, that's interesting. Here comes the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense, as Scripture states. Remember, friends, it was the devil that was defeated at the cross of Calvary, 1 Corinthians 2:8, and it was Jesus who gave his church authority over all the power of the enemy, Luke 10:19. Did an interview nationwide yesterday with Stan Monteith, Radio Liberty. I love Stan Monteith. He's an awesome dude, to say the least. But in saying that, I got on his radio program, and I was just livid about this. Because when we look at Scripture again, we see that Satan was the one that was defeated at the cross. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because it says right after they crucified him, spoiling principalities and powers, because the enemy of your soul, friends, likes to keep you away from the cross, because he knows that it's the power of God unto salvation through the process of bearing the cross. Don't you remember when Peter said, when Jesus was telling the disciples that he was going to go up to Jerusalem and to be crucified and delivered into the hands of sinners, namely the religious hypocrites and those of the Herodian government? Do you remember what he said to Peter when Peter said to him, "Far be it from you, Lord, that you go to the cross"? Jesus looked at him and called him Satan. See, they're called enemies of the cross. He said to Peter, he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. For thou savorest the things that be of men and not of God. See, the power of God and his salvation, friends, is the testimony of Jesus Christ. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that is the spirit the enemy of your soul fears the most. And he wants you to have a misconstrued idea of who Christ is in every sense of the word. So when we look at the exorcist and the priest being pushed all around, friends, well, just like the sons of Sceva, they didn't have the power of Christ within them. If you remember right in Scripture, friends, again, it was Paul that the devils were afraid of. Paul, we know. Christ, we know. But you, who are you? We don't know who you are. And before you knew it, the sons of Sceva, the devils jumped all over them and shot them outside. See, what they do is they take, again, those that profess to be Christians, and then they show them get beat up by Satan. No, 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 friends. Completely backwards. Completely wrong. You know, my Bible tells me that the Lord shall bruise the head of Satan shortly. Okay? And the Bible says to the church that he's given us all power and all authority over the works of the enemy. Don't ever forget that. And he also tells us through the revelation given unto us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. See, again, the devils believe and tremble, but Hollywood wants to promote it that you are to believe and tremble how powerful Satan is when in fact he's a defeated foe. Case in point, what I said on Stan Monty's show yesterday was this. Satanists will tell the church the power that's available to the church. The Satanists will tell the professed Christians in America that you have no idea the power that is available to you. Really what they're doing in reference is telling you what you're not willing to open your ears to because you don't want to obey. Because that's really what it comes down to. And let me tell you something, friends. There are plenty of enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ throughout this country. And I'll tell you which ones they are. The ones that are at peace with the world, and they're at peace with the world that's at war with God. You got to ask yourself that question. How do you see these Christians walking around that are at peace with everybody? They're at peace with the abortionists. They're at peace with the homosexuals. They're at peace with the atheists. They're at peace with corruption in the government. And then what they like to do is twist scripture just like Satan likes to twist scripture. Because they believe that they're not to judge anybody. Really. Jesus came into this world for judgment, John 9. He said, Lord, send forth judgment unto victory. What? For the church to establish righteousness. Wasn't it the Lord that said in Isaiah 35 that we're not to hold our peace until he establishes righteousness? Oh, yeah, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. Yeah. I know, it's a more powerful dispensation under the grace dispensation. You're right. And it's also interesting that when we talk of, you know, who Christ is and what he is, how Hollywood's got the American people believing that, you know, Satan is this big bad boy not to be played with. I speak as a man, of course, because the Lord rebukes thee. But it's interesting that Satan would have you operate out of fear, friends, and not faith, which overcomes the world. He would have you believe that he's the one that's in authority. However, Scripture again tells us the opposite. And friends, listen carefully. Satan is as a roaring lion, 1 Peter 5:8. But you will also find that it is written in Scripture that Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus is not as the lion, friends. He is the lion, Revelations 5. Satan is no match for him. But again, Hollywood loves to portray Jesus Christ as some little weakling, a little pansy walking around in pink little booties, or he's still hanging on that cross. Friends, he's not on the cross anymore. He has ascended to the right hand of my Heavenly Father, and he sits there in power. But again, what do we have? We have Hollywood portraying Jesus as some little weakling, a little pansy walking around with pink little booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, while all-powerful Satan is not to be meddled with. And what's the message Hollywood gives to the American people? Christians, you better steer clear. Oh, friends, how backwards could one be? namely them in Hollywood. We're going to come right back after this break. 1-866-233-0747, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrades, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Steph, what did you just find?
Well, I was doing some research here. You know, the Christian Post has CP Entertainment, and we're talking about, you know, the director of Noah, you know, how he's quoted as saying it's the least biblical film ever made. And what happened was is he told the New Yorker, according to The Guardian, that he also commented on the poor test scores of the film as it received from faith audiences as Paramount Pictures screened multiple versions of the film. And this is the director of Noah's response. I don't give a F.
Yep.
About the test scores. My films are outside the scores. He was quoted as saying, 10 men in a room trying to come up with their favorite ice cream are going to agree on vanilla. I'm the Rocky Road guy.
In other words, so I'm going to do it my way, not God's way.
Exactly.
He's an atheist. He precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism, said Vladimir Lenin. What do you expect from a communist and a God-hater?
Exactly.
You expect him to tell you the truth about what God's word is, but there's professed Christians out there that have fell subject to his stupidity because they're in the same mindset, and they're just as carnal as this atheist
and
is.
They don't read their Bibles. I mean, how are you going to know if the story and the portrayal of Noah is true
how
if
do
you
tell
don't
if a,
know
Yeah, how do you tell if a stick is crooked until you lay a straight one next to it.
Exactly. And Dan Gaynor, who is the vice president of business and culture for the Media Research Center, told CP, the Christian Post, earlier, it's laughable what's in the trailers. This is not an attempt to tell the Bible story. They want to make it into an action adventure. So when you look at it, and they're trying to make it appealing, and they add magic, and they don't even get right how many people are in the boat, there's a problem.
Yeah.
And when you look at the arrogance of people like this, you know, we've got an atheist telling a biblical story. People who are Christians, we should know a little bit more than to say, yeah, well, why don't we go see this show?
Well, this is like those that were standing outside of the boat when God was commanding Noah to build the boat, and Noah's there building the boat, and you had the atheists and the scoffers mocking Noah for building that boat. I think people need to understand it was probably funny to the atheists and to the scoffers. That is until it started to rain.
Yeah,
and once it started to rain, Noah, understanding now what God meant through his commandment when he said build the ark, and him and the eight souls got on the boat and were saved by it. Christians, you need to understand that when it rains, and it is raining in America today, judgment's big time, friends. It's time to get in the boat, but I want to tell you what, it floats your boat, judgment does. And it judges the ungodly and the wicked. See, they laugh at themselves. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And what a better way of exemplifying my point than having this clown make this movie. We're talking about Hollywood, though. But it shows you what's bred in Hollywood.
And, of course, it's a recent example of what's come out of Hollywood. And you look at this guy, it's a great perspective what you just said about the fact of, listen, we can look at what happened in Noah's day with the flood, how it was death for the unrighteous, but it floated the boat of the righteous.
It does.
The man that was obedient to God, that God used, it was his salvation, and his family were saved. So it's a great point to look at what perspective we're
dealing
with.
Let's go to the next movie. The movie, The Last Temptation of Christ, they have a filthy actor named William Dafoe, this guy is just below, folks, scum. Really, literally. He played the part of Jesus while having discreet sex with Mary Magdalene.
Unbelievable.
The woman that seven devils were cast out of?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's nothing short of blasphemy. So here again, you have Hollywood purposely misleading the people, and Scripture states, again, contrary to what Hollywood portrayed Christ as, it was the Spirit of Christ in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God?" He said, "Be not deceived, neither fornicators sex before marriage, nor idolaters or adulterers, nor effeminates shall inherit the kingdom of God." And one more point. Jesus, the Holy One of God, is the Lamb without blemish and without spot, 1 Peter 1:19. And he was tempted in all points like as we are. But friends, guess what? He did it without sin, Hebrews 4:15. So let's go back to the movie Noah again. We're talking about Hollywood in general. The only thing accurate about this movie is that there was a man named Noah and he built a boat.
Well, they got the name right. Good for them.
That was
great.
And then they have to use a communist for an actor. And he is a communist,
by
the way.
Obama.
Yeah, he believes that Barack Hussein Obama is the light. He called him the light, friends. Did you not know this? Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
A Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's amazing when you look at the fruit of these, and you look at the fruit of the actors in the lives in Hollywood, and then you look at what comes out of Hollywood. It's just hand in glove together. That's what we're seeing.
So what we have here is apparently there are people in Hollywood who are hoping that Jesus, the Jesus that they have created in their mind and in their minds, looks just like them. But again, I want to set the record straight before we get over to these motion picture production code provisions in just a second here. But Scripture, again, counters that rock of offense does. Revelations 20:11-15, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them." Now, does that sound like the Jesus that they're portraying?
Yeah, exactly.
"It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment in the New Testament."
The Lord's a man of war.
Yeah, I just...
devil's a defeated foe. He blows the head of Satan.
"Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him."
These are just the inconvenient.
"You that love the Lord, abhor evil and love that which is good." That doesn't sound like the Bible to me in any sense of the word. "The Lord is known by the judgments that he executes," Psalm 9. I don't know. Jeremiah 9:24 comes to mind, folks. We can go on and on and on again. "Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. No grace to those impenitent sinners, friends. Forget it not. God is a judge. He's going to be the judge now and here, and on that final day, he's going to be the judge. But the only way that you're going to pass through judgment is being found in Jesus Christ. That is through the cross, not outside of the cross. I know that there's a lot of people that profess Christians today. They love the gospel that doesn't preach the cross, and they also believe, by the way, that judgment is of the devil, when in fact, that's the furthest thing from the truth. The cross is a judgment within itself, and Christ was crucified for the sins of mankind. But let's go on to this next point here. Enough said. Legendary filmmaker
Cecil B. DeMille.
You know, if I'd have said Cecil, you would have said Cecil.
Some people say
no. It's just like Cecil today on the way. DeMille. No, this is true. Just to show you, today we said let's get something to eat really quick on the way back to get back on the radio show, right? So one of the guys says let's go to Toxic Smell, Taco Bell, right? And so she says let's go to where?
Taco John's. It sounds good to me.
Yeah.
The same thing. Taco Bell, Taco John's, all tacos to me.
Well, if it was the same thing, then why did you want to go to Taco John's rather than Taco Bell?
Taco John's has the best burritos with those little potato olays you can't find at Taco Bell.
Legendary filmmaker Cecil DeMille, the director of the epic movie The Ten Commandments, first came to California in the early 1900s. He settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was giving away free land. This is true, friends, to anyone who was to build a place of worship. The town had a picturesque name. Guess what that name was, friends? Hollywood. Did you know that, friends? That land, anybody that made settlement in Hollywood, California, they were giving away free land to those that were willing to build a place of worship. The Motion Picture Production Code was the set industry of censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios. Now listen carefully. From 1930 to 1968. Guess whose post it used to be. Guess who used to have to stand guard before all the movies were released on the populace in the United States of America? Yes, you have got it right, friends. It was the church's duty. They are derelict of duty. They forfeited their post in 1968, and they said, nah, we don't want to do this anymore. Let the world do that. So we're getting world vetting. How's that working out for us? It's not. So the Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors Association, MPPDA, which later became the Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, adopted the code in 1930, began effectively enforcing it in 1934, and abandoned it in 1968 in favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system.
Those are a lot of MPPA.
No, I just, in case anybody wants to do their homework. Opinion. You want my opinion? I'll give you my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but let's stick to facts here. Provisions of the code concerning what could be in a movie and what could not be in a movie. The production code enumerated three general principles as follows. Number one, no picture shall be produced that will lower, listen carefully, the moral standard. Who's the moral standard? Jesus Christ, the resurrected, of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime. What does Hollywood promote? Wrongdoing. What does Hollywood promote? Or sin. All of the above. Number two, correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. And number three, friends, law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation.
Wow.
Does that sound like Hollywood today, friends?
Not at all. Sounds like the opposite of Hollywood
today. So folks, what you're seeing is a nation that departs from God? Well, we're seeing it come directly out of the pit of hell called Hollywood. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about the restrictions. It's going to get interesting, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.